New Hampshire Congressman John Sununu managed to defeat the sitting Republican Senator Bob Smith in last month's primary by arguing that he was the candidate who could protect the seat for the Republican Party. But with only a few days to go, Sununu is running dead even with the Democrat, Governor Jeanne Shaheen. NPR national political correspondent Mara Lyosum reports.
Democrat Jeanne Shaheen has closed the gap in recent weeks by attacking John Sununu as a threat to the environment, to abortion rights, and above all, to Social Security.
There's a politician in New Hampshire who's hiding something. He wants to privatize Social Security. That will cut retirement benefits.
But Shaheen has weak spots, too. Sununu is reminding voters that the three-term governor has been unable to solve New Hampshire's education problems.
Democrat Jeanne Shaheen's had 6 years to solve our school funding crisis and failed. In one study,
with so much negative advertising on the air, it's no wonder voters describe themselves as voting against instead of for the candidates. Betty Kress will vote for Sununu.
I like what he's done in Congress, and Shaheen's been our governor for a while, and I wasn't too happy with some of the things she did in regards to school funding. She sat on the fence for a lot of things, and I think she needed to be more courageous. I guess I'm voting for him in a way so that I'm not voting for her.
Jeanette Lund will vote for Shaheen.
People blame her for a lot of things, but she inherited a lot, and she did the best she could to change things around. And her opponent wants to take away a woman's right to choose, and who is he to do that?
Because only 26% of the voters in New Hampshire are Democrats, Shaheen must do very well among independents, who make up a little more than a third of the electorate. So Shaheen has been targeting seniors with a relentless focus on Republican proposals to create private investment accounts for Social Security. This is a widely used Democratic tactic, but Democrats believe they have a rich target in John Sununu. A conservative policy wonk, Sununu actually co-sponsored a bill called the Personal Lockbox Act of 2000 that would have required all workers under 55 to invest their portion of the Social Security surplus in a stock or bond mutual fund. Sununu's bill didn't go anywhere in Congress, but Shaheen has given it a lot of attention.
We need to preserve Social Security's guaranteed benefit. Legislation like the bill that John Sununu sponsored in Congress would require everyone born after 1945 to put money into personal accounts. And whether you call it personal accounts or private accounts or privatization, it's the same thing. Just imagine where we'd be if you were dependent on the stock market over the last 18 months for your Social Security.
In some states, any attempt to tamper with Social Security can be political suicide, but it's a little more complicated in this state, says Andy Smith, the director of voter surveys at the University of New Hampshire.
Social Security in New Hampshire plays two ways. For one thing, it can be used as a weapon to, if you don't support Social Security strong enough, you may lose that senior vote. But to the same extent, New Hampshire is a fairly young, upper-income state. And despite the last 6 months or so in the stock market's been a place where a lot of people have been putting their money in. And they see that as getting a better return out of the stock market than they would putting money into Social Security.
At an AARP forum yesterday in Bedford, Sununu insisted that he is not for mandatory accounts, but he's not defensive about trying to reform Social Security through private investment.
What if you had been setting aside 3 or 4% of your paycheck since the very first day that you had a job and putting it into a diversified mutual fund? What would that be worth today? And the answer is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the power of compound interest that will increase the long-term rate of return for Social Security, and that will extend the life of the trust fund. And scare tactics won't prevent me from talking in a thoughtful, meaningful way about protecting this system for future generations.
Thank you, Congressman.
Of course, the deciding factor in the New Hampshire Senate race may not be Social Security or abortion or any other issue. It could be the resentment of conservative Republicans like Richard Josephson.
I'm very, very tempted to write in Bob Smith.
There is an effort underway to organize a write-in for Smith. It appeals to voters like Josephson, who have never forgiven Sununu for running against the incumbent. So Bob Smith continues to cast a shadow over this Senate race. It may not be a very big shadow. Pollsters expect the Smith write-in to win only 1 or 2% of the vote. But in a race this tight, even a few hundred votes could make a difference. Mara Lyosson, NPR News, Bedford, New Hampshire.